Well, Jimmy, first league defeat of the season, 1-0. Was it a good goal, was it bad defending, or a bit of both?
Well, I don't think we should be, you know, talking about first defeat. We should still be unbeaten, but we've lost the game because we didn't make a good decision in an area of the pitch that we spoke about. Is it a good goal? It looks a good goal, but I'm disappointed with the lead up to it because, you know, we've lost the ball on the halfway line. We've given a foul away. We haven't recovered into defensive shape urgently enough. We do a lot of research all week, myself and Kenny, Matt Rushton, on strengths and weaknesses of opposition. We got the team right today. The only thing we didn't get right is whether Mullen to play right and McDermott to play left, being right-footed and left-footed. The opposite foot, opposite line, coming in off the lines. We knew that Woolery, after coming on last week, was exceptional for them, and Norris played well as well. We thought they'd both start today down the middle. And we speak to him about things like, you know, showing away from goal, showing them on the weaker foot. So it was a catalogue of little individual errors, poor decision not to clear our lines. We've given them a cheap free kick. We haven't reacted quick enough. And when we showed McDermott all the goal by letting him come in on a stronger left foot, he's bent it in. So all the off and puff for 90 plus minutes has been, some people might go, yeah, well, they're one of the favourites for the division, and, you know, Morecambe aren't fancied to do anything. I believe that we can win the game today. I want the lads to have that belief, because I think for the first 10-15 we toyed around a little bit, we didn't make good decisions, we lacked a little bit of urgency. Yeah, the wind plays a big part and things like that. We probably didn't play, well, we didn't play as good as we can with the ball, but it was full of endeavour and work rate in the end. But it was too reactive. We had to go 1-0 down before we responded. They got the tails up when they got the goal. Then we wrestled the momentum back off them 25-30 minutes, and we finished the half strongly. You know, with a big shout for a penalty, which you've seen, which was offside, but the lead up to it, in my opinion, is a sending off, because Adam Wildig's nicked it past the last defender, who's left his leg out and took him up. So that went against us. We've had other opportunities again. Adam Wildig's gone through one-on-one with the keeper. You know, he's just hoping that he could nick a pass to keep it and roll into an empty net, but he's took it early and the keeper saved it. So we've created good chances. Second half, off and puff, they've hit us a few times on the break. Just didn't drop for us. We had a couple of opportunities where we didn't really, you know, I can remember Tomo's volley, you know, he's blazed it over when he should be hitting the target. So we've offed and puffed. We've given the crowd a round of applause and we've walked off, and I just feel sick. I'm sick and tired of, you know, I've just said on the previous interview, we get beat 4-5-0 today by a good side, you know, one of the fancied sides. I'd probably go, oh yeah, well listen, good job we played them, they're out the way, and fair play to them. But I didn't think we deserved to lose the game today. But the frustrating thing is little things that we spoke about have got to be taken on board. And people will be judged on that. Poor decision to do a Cruyff on the halfway line. Get it robbed off you. We know what Paul Mullen's like. He grafts and he works well. We've given a foul away. We haven't reacted. We've let the most left-footed player of their team come in off the right wing and open the whole goal up for him, let him bend it in the corner. So, you know, a few scary moments with the wind, you know, when the ball was going in and Baz was making a decision to come, which you want from your keeper to make good decisions early, but the wind catching it and taking it away from him. So, there were certain things that were good, there were certain things that were poor, but we should still be, you know, unbeaten tonight. But we're not, and we've got to dust ourselves down and go again.
Stephen Old made his debut and he did well, I thought.
Yeah, very good. You know, Kenyon got sponsors man of the match, but Stephen Old's come in. He's missed a lot of pre-season. You know, he's played out in Sweden till June the 20th, I think it was. His wife's give birth down south, so he didn't do nothing for 2 or 3 weeks there because he was in hospital with her. And you know, we've picked him up and it's took a bit of time to get him going, but he come on for the latter stages of the game last week. We had an in-house game for 60 minutes on Tuesday, which he played in and did well. And I took the decision, I thought he was ready. I think it worked well, him coming in today, and he played well. As I say, it's not all doom and gloom. I'm very frustrated. It is hard when you speak to me 15, 20 minutes after the end of the game. And I don't want people to go, you know, I'm doom and gloom, because I'm not, because there is positives in there today. You know, but we know we can play a little bit better. We know that we've got good players, and you know, although we are the smallest club with the smallest this, that and the other, and a lot of things are stacked against us, I believe that we've got some good players at the club that, you know, they could have done better today, could have certainly taken something out the game. But as I say, there is positives, there is a few negatives that we've got to nip in the bud, because I don't accept coming off against against one of the fancied sides today, getting beat by the odd goal. Very similar to pre-season. you know, lose the game 2-1, something like that. 1-0 against Rochdale, a game we shouldn't have lost. You know, we've just come, I've said to you too many times, that fine dividing line, we just come above it against Cheltenham, which on the balance of play I think we deserved. We just come below it against Barnsley. Having looked at it, you know, they peppered us for quite a bit, but we finished strongly. And last week we were probably just below the line, but nicked a point. Today we've just come below the line when we should have, you know, got a point. And a couple of things could have gone in our favour, certainly the Wilding incident towards the end of the first half. So we're not getting steamrolled, although, as I said before, it'd probably be a bit more better for me if we got beat 4 or 5-0 today, because I could have easily stood here and gone fair play to them. That's why they were one of the favourites. But I'm very frustrated because, in my opinion, we should still be unbeaten tonight.
Do you think the players need to believe in themselves a bit more?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got to show a little bit more agency, a little bit more thought. And we are the outright favourites to go down and things like that. But that's everyone away from the football club. But where things are stacked against us, we make up in other areas. You know, today's game, I'm looking at Swansea at home to Man U today. That's a very similar game to this. Swansea aren't fancy to do much. Man United expected to be there or thereabouts. It's the same with us, but that's a mental thing. I believe that we should have that. You know, I believe in the players, and they should have a little bit more belief in themselves. Because, yeah, if you do read, yeah, Swindon, one of the favourites, Morecambe, you know, sometimes you can get caught up and waiting to see. You know, it's like a boxer going in and dancing around the ring and going, come on then, what have you got? Let's have a little look at you. And then once you've been punched and you think, oh, he doesn't punch as hard as a fourth, we might have a little game here. But it was too late, it was too reactive. It took us probably 25 minutes to get going. We were 1-0 down, we give them a leg up, we give them the shot in the arm by giving them the goal with a couple of poor decisions. But after that, you know, we finished the half strongly. Wildig's gone through one-on-one with the keeper, should score, should go past the keeper in my opinion. Could have got a lad sent off. Huffed and puffed second half on the balance of play. You know, we had the better chances. You know, we don't want to be inviting people into our backyard. You know, the game being decided on a poor bit of play. We've huffed and puffed. The crowd have clapped us off and gone, oh yeah, fair play, you've matched them. And then we give them a little ripple and we walk off down the tunnel going, lucky lads, it's not, no. So there's a few where we've got to make sure that we don't have many days like today, and that's got to be making better decisions at key moments, because that's what ultimately cost us the game today. And it's so frustrating. I feel terrible tonight, as I say. I'd rather have got beat 5-0 and walked off and gone, yeah, they're a good side. You know, I remember Doncaster coming here early last season, and after the game we went, they'll be there or thereabouts, they'll get promoted then, they're a good side. I'm not saying Swindon aren't a good side, but we played all right today in that respect, that we limited them, you know, to not as much. But yeah, we didn't deserve it, but we've lost the game, so we've got to dust ourselves down and go again.